This is Late Night Help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next hour, we're going to talk about something called your legacy. We're going to talk about Captains of Industry Memoirs. And this is being launched by Story Merchant Books. Our guest is Dr. Ken Achente. Ken, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. And even though this is not exactly a health topic, it is a health topic, isn't it? I mean,
it is in a way. I mean, it's part of a healthy life to have an ending that's controlled by yourself and is instead of a random disappearance. And I always thought that your life is a story and you're in charge of it. And any good story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And most people neglect the end and don't really think it's, you know, something they have to do. But we developed a program that lets you tell your story and leave it as a legacy, as an enduring legacy to your family and friends. And it's not a big rigmarole publishing situation. It's just a book, you know, 50 to 100 pages, nicely put together. And it's kind of like a private label book, because it's something you put on your table and your family has it. And this occurred to me because in the last couple of years, I've lost a couple of people, and the people around them said, I wish I knew more about him or her.
Yeah.
Where she went to high school, and is it true she was in a nunnery? And, you know, how did she develop her multi-talents in languages? And she never talked about it. We never knew. And now we have all these questions. And that's kind of not fair to the people that you're leaving behind. They deserve to know your story, what your challenges were, what your obstacles that you overcame, your philosophy of life that you developed along the way. My brother used to say he wanted to write a book about his philosophy of life, which was row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And he finally wrote up a couple of pages, but he had so much more that he could have said, so that his kids and family could have understood his success and what drove him and, you know, what his operating principles were, things like that. It's leaving behind a testament to your own life that enables the people who survive you to have a better life for themselves, because even if they don't agree with your methods, they can clearly understand why they don't agree with them. And if they do agree with them, then it might save them 10 years in their own progress to know, you know, what the father went through, what the mother went through along the path, and things to avoid, things to embrace, et cetera. You know,
there are a lot of people, though, that keep quiet about their family, about their history. I didn't know that my father died young. And 10 years after he passed, I found out that his family had moved to Argentina from Poland. Nobody had told me this. He didn't.
From where?
This.
From Poland?
They went from Poland to Argentina. It was a very common thing in the early part of the 20th century, because Eastern Europeans weren't allowed into the U.S. Some of them weren't. And so what they did was they went to Argentina, became Argentine citizens, and when they applied for citizenship, they were no longer Polish citizens. They were Argentine, and they were allowed in. So that's how my family, but my dad didn't tell me that. I would have loved to have heard those stories.
Why do you think he didn't tell you that?
I don't think he had a happy childhood. That's my feeling. Once his mother passed, and she died young, he was a kid. And I think that that's the motivation for him keeping quiet about his own family. I'd asked him things about cousins or whatever, and he would always say, I'll tell you later. And later never happened, right? So this idea of yours is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm getting good response to it, and people are intimidated by a book, but this isn't a publishing book. This is a book that put together looks like a book, talks like a book, but it's just your book. You don't have to, but there are some people who've had such incredible lives, and we've written books about a couple of them that they deserve to be published, and that's up to the author. But for what we're talking about, just leaving something for your family, so they aren't left with a bunch of unanswered questions, and whatever you've learned about life, it's a shame to learn it, go through the struggles that we all go through, and not pass that on to people that can help, and that's the motivation behind it. I mean, I've written my own, autobiography, and it was the response I got to it was fabulous. I was
But
really worried
your
about
autobiography, two volumes, and they were not small books.
can
Oops.
I say? I have a lot to say, and I have a very good memory about little things that happened 50 years ago. But this is for, regular people who just want to make sure that the things they learned along the way aren't missed by their kids and by their grandchildren, and we work with them in a series of, as many interviews as it takes, usually no more than six, and scheduled at their convenience because these are busy people, and then we come back chapter by chapter to let them edit them and add anecdotes. I did this whole thing with I did two books with Jesse Ventura, who was then running for governor.
Right.
They ended both being real books and New York Times bestsellers, but the process is the same. You listen to people, you hear their philosophy, and I have this belief that everybody, whether they know it or not, is kind of driven by a myth. By an ancient myth, and
Which is
it underlines your actions. It's who you think of yourself as, either explicitly or implicitly. And in his case, when I started hearing some of his stories, I realized that his underlying myth was Hercules. Hercules was given 12 labors, and he had to accomplish them. And one of them was, cleaning the shit out of the Augean stables. And he diverted a river to do that. And as I talked to Jesse, I realized he was diverting a river of young votes, people under 30 voting for him to clean up Minnesota government. And so I used that to do his first book, which was called I Ain't Got Time to Bleed. And I never mentioned the word Hercules in the book, but that was the example as a guy who takes on whatever challenges in front of him and does something about it instead of just letting it continue its way, screwing things up.
Is this the captains of industry, your enduring legacy, is that for everybody? Because not everybody is a captain of industry. There are people who
Yeah,
may own a dry cleaning store, or maybe they've stayed home and they've taken care of the family.
you're right. We are de-emphasizing that part of the title. We're really just calling it your enduring legacy. Because even if you were just running a hardware store or a dry cleaning store, you still have a legacy. A lot of it is immigration related, because immigrants come to this country and they just do some little small thing. And one woman I know who's writing her book with us now, she came to Washington, D.C. from an African country. And 10 years later, she was cleaning three skyscrapers, three big office buildings, and making quite a good living, an astonishing living by her own original standards. And she simply turned opportunity into she monetized opportunity, basically. And she's a classic example of immigration. She came from a country that gave her zero opportunity. In fact, was the opposite. It was taking away opportunity from her and preventing her from doing things. And she came to a country that didn't have those rules. And she started cleaning. First, she cleaned a White House related building, and she did such a great job in it that they hired her to do another building. And before long, she was doing six or seven buildings in DC, and had a whole machinery behind her that she'd created. And I find stories like that amazing,
I
and it
find
will.
I think that most people have these stories within them, but they need help pulling them out, and that's what you do. You're a great storyteller, and you've done film and books. How many books have you written or co-wrote or directed?
I've written over 20 myself, but I've been responsible for about 700 books at least.
Wow.
Either bringing them to traditional publishers or publishing them through Story Merchant Books, which we started about 10 years ago when all those publishers were acquired by four international conglomerates. It changed the whole playing field, and I didn't have enough books to take to Hollywood to sell to Hollywood. So I thought I need to publish them ourselves. And even before I started literary management, I was a professor helping people get their books written and published. So it's been in my blood since I was a kid almost. I was an editor.
Do you think some of those founding people of some of the big publishing houses, we're going to take a break in just a moment, like a Simon and Schuster, Bennett Cerf. I'm thinking of Bennett Cerf because he was so funny. Do you think he'd throw up his hands today about the publishing world?
No, I think he'd be thrilled with it, and trying to figure out how to use it to advantage of his authors. We're living in a time that's equivalent to the time of Gutenberg, where suddenly writing became available to the masses. Now it's like publishing has become available to the masses, because Amazon is loomed its mighty head above all the publishing. And traditional publishing, I don't think, is going to exist more than another 20 or 30 years, because it's already evolving. Years ago, I realized that direct publishing was the future, and that's what my company does. We were invited by Amazon to become part of a silver spoon relationship with them. And I flew to New York and spent a few days, and they convinced us that the 16 people they chose, they chose us because they needed filters between all those writers out there and the masses that they sell to. Why? Because when they opened up Amazon Books, they have a no questions asked policy of refunding, to anybody who's not happy with their product.
Right.
And too many people were sending in sloppy books that were not edited properly, that were not designed properly. And so they chose this 16 of us to have this relationship where they monitored what we were doing and gave us a 24-hour response to any of our clients. And in that, with 24 hours, they would fix whatever problem we were having. And since then, we've published about, I don't know, 300, 350 books.
Wow.
And what's interesting is a lot of the books, of course, were people who just wanted to write a book and get it out there and had not,
We're
didn't
going to,
have.
we need to take a break, and I want to talk about that because I think you know, I think I sent it to you. I wrote a book with a friend, and
Oh, nice.
one of the things that that she did that
Oh.
her okay, and the name of the book is Growing Old Sucks, but it doesn't
Yeah,
have
great
to.
title.
And was to kick me in my butt to get me to sit down to write. And even though it's only like 130 pages, it was painful for me to do the writing. We'll talk about that. I'm Mark
Okay.
Allen. This is Late Night Health. We're talking about Captains of Industry memoirs with produced or published by Story Merchant Books. And I think it's really a great opportunity for people to memorialize, if you will, their lives. All right, we're going to take time out. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Don't go away.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, my name is Karen Howard, and I wear a lot of hats. I'm CEO of Organic and Natural Health, but here's what I'm going to talk to you about today. There's a new podcast out there that you can't really miss. It's called Women Having Conversations. It's at womenhavingconversations.com. And we talk about it all, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in. You'll hear about things like vaginal dryness or raising kids or do I date when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's a lot of fun. Come and visit.
Hi, my name is Ursine Evans, and I'm the formulator of Pure Sine All Natural Hair and Skincare Products. Did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for chemicals to penetrate into your body? I created an incredible line of energetic products, non-toxin, that protects the skin. Check us out on our website, all one word, ilovepuresine.com. ilovepuresine.com.
Now you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308 or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Hello, this is Kukua from Kukua Fitness in Africa with Us Travels. I tell you what, if you love to move your boomsy, you want to work out, and you want to do it in the comfort of your home, well, hey, I've got this for you. We have an app. It's on your phone. You can also get it on your TV, and it's called KukuaFitness.com. You are going to be dancing to African music from all over the continent of Africa. And by the way, did you know that you could also actually travel with us, AfricaWithUs.com, and go to any of the 54 countries in the continent of Africa and experience the best time of your life. So don't forget, either you want to move your pumsi or you want to take an awesome trip to Africa. I got your back.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with Ken Achety. That's Dr. Ken. And he's been a professor, a writer, an author, a publisher. You produce film. You do it all. Does everybody have a story in them?
Pardon me? Does everybody have a story?
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people who says that. But, you know, if I'm on a plane reading a screenplay, at least one person near me is going to start telling me a story. And stories are everywhere. So it's almost true that everybody has a story. And not all the stories are ones you want to hear. You know, you have those aunts call you and you're riveted by whatever they're telling you on the phone. But you have other aunts who you can barely, you know, get through a phone call because they don't know how to, they don't really have a story. They don't know how to tell a story. And, you know, you can't wait to get off the line with them. But stories are universal. They're the first thing that humans, I think, did when they started communicating is tell stories. And, you know, the kind of normal first question in any situation is, what's your story? You know, if it's a date, or if it's you're talking to a used car salesman or a politician, you know, or for your in court, it's all about what's your story. I mean, that would be the first question that aliens ask us when they arrive, that we ask them. And you judge people by stories. You walk away from a first encounter and say, I just don't buy his story. You know, it's just something wrong with his story. So that's how we communicate, because the story, you can communicate through mathematics or through logical reasoning, but a story is unforgettable. And I've learned that all my life, is that the professors that I really loved were the ones who turned everything into a story.
Yeah, I can remember the good professors. I had a writing professor who was a very nice guy. Out of class, we became friendly. His son was an agent of mine. But he wrote a book about screenwriting, actually. And he would read it cover to cover in his class and didn't tell the inside stories. I tried to tell him, but he didn't listen to me. I said, tell us the stories about being on set when so-and-so got drunk. I mean, people love that stuff.
Yeah, because they remember them and they're relatable. They don't take, you don't have to engage your intellect to accept a story and sometimes have your life changed by that story. So the ones that are logical and reasonable, think about it in court, you know, the attorney who's got all the facts and recites them in a dull, you know, methodical way, doesn't get the attention of the jury as much as somebody who opens up and even starts crying as they tell their story. And people are moved by stories. They're not right. Moved by explanations, you know. And if you wreck your father's car and you have to come home and face the music, you know you got to come up with a good story. And it's got to be dramatic. And it's got to, you know, you won't believe what happened.
I remember wrecking my dad's car, going to prom. And I was so afraid that he was going to just yell, handed me keys to another car and said, be careful. He was a good guy. He really
Wow,
was. Yeah.
that's amazing. See,
Yeah.
that's a story that I'll remember.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
We will.
great.
I'm holding up my iPad. My personal reading, which is science fiction, and fantasy and things like that. That's stuff I read late at night, just to relax. During the working day, I read books. This one's on what's this one? Diseases. Okay, and I have to decide, do I want to interview this author? Has the non-tactile reading of working on an iPad, has that changed the way we read, or is it better?
Well, we're in a multi delivery system world. That's amazing to me. Like I'm addicted to Instagram and had to get rid of TikTok for the same reason. But these little stories that can take, anywhere from 30 seconds to 4 minutes are everywhere now. And they compete with, with the other media. But all the media are dedicated to getting stories told. And a story, the great storytellers can tell, I was raised in a family of jokesters, and we would sit on the front porch when I was a kid telling jokes. And the good storytellers could tell a joke in, 1 minute, but they could also tell, a 20-minute joke. And you could tell by the people on the porch who were the good ones and who weren't, because if my uncle came who was a terrible storyteller, the porch had six people with it at the beginning, and he starts telling a joke, and before he's finished with his joke, there's only two people left on the porch because he was such a bad joke teller. And good joke tellers, people would come to the porch instead of leave the porch. And it's because of storytelling. Story has to have a hook that catches your attention immediately, and it has to have an interior development, and then an end that causes you to laugh or groan, depending on the story. So we all naturally are storytellers, and we're looking for stories, and the clearest way to communicate is through stories. And I learned that throughout my life. I was a Fulbright professor in Italy one year, and I had a fellow professor I met, and he would always start by saying, "Let me explain what happened with her," or, "Never mind, let me give you an example." That isn't that better? And examples are always better than, a rational explanation and analysis of, or, prognosis in scientific terms. It's much better just to give a scene in which something happens. And, I always say that you want to know what the consistency of a story is. It's like a one-legged woman who has to tap dance and keep tap dancing to save her sister's life, and that's kind of has all the ingredients of a story in it. It's a hero with a problem who's got a situation, and in order to get through the situation, she has to do the impossible. And so that's why I've always been, from the beginning of my life, fascinated by stories.
Well, we're out of time. We're going to be talking, I think, in the next few minutes with not only well, I guess a partner and a friend of yours, Robert Rivenbark. He's written a book called The Cloud, and I'm available for any part other than an alien. I don't think I could be an alien, but if you need a newscaster, I could be a newscaster. Anyway,
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
yeah, keep that in mind. And that was a number one best-selling book. If you want information on the legacy part of this, where do we where does somebody go? Storymerchant.com?
Yeah, startingrussian.com, or that's the best one. Or you can look at The Cloud on Amazon.
Right.
It's a great novel. It's actually turned into a trilogy now, about a future dominated by storytelling, in which the bad guys are trying to use the act of storytelling to destroy a large part of the population. And it's
Any part of
uncanny
that
how.
based on reality, Ken, do you
Yeah,
think?
it's based on what's happening today with us, where we, no matter what the source of what we're reading or looking at, we have no idea whether it's true or not. That has become the biggest challenge of, daily life, is to figure out whether you're the latest Instagram or the latest thing you read on the internet has any truth to it. You can't trust it anymore. I mean, it's ironic that truth social, is social, but there's nothing to do with truth about it, because
Right.
truth used to be a thing on which people agreed as a rock hard reality. And now truth is just a word that people manipulate to use to get across whatever message they're trying to get across. And it's a dangerous time because of that. This is the danger of too much communication, which never used to be a problem.
Our next guest is Robert Rivenbark. He is the lead interviewer writer for Captains of Industry, and we're looking forward to talking with him again. Ken, we're going to do another show soon, I promise, on writing to get rid of anxiety.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, my name is Karen Howard, and I wear a lot of hats. I'm CEO of Organic and Natural Health, but here's what I'm going to talk to you about today. There's a new podcast out there that you can't really miss. It's called Women Having Conversations. It's at womenhavingconversations.com. And we talk about it all, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in, you'll hear about things like vaginal dryness or raising kids or do I date when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's a lot of fun. Come and visit.
Hi, my name is Ursine Evans, and I'm the formulator of Purisane All Natural Hair and Skincare Products. Did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for chemicals to penetrate into your body? I created an incredible line of energetic products, non-toxin, that protects the skin. Check us out on our website. All one word, ilovepurisane.com. ilovepurisane.com.
Now you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Hello, this is Kukua from Kukua Fitness and Africa With Us Travels. I tell you what, if you love to move your boomsie, you want to work out, and you want to do it in the comfort of your home, well, hey, I've got this for you. We have an app. It's on your phone. You can also get it on your TV, and it's called KukuaFitness.com. You are going to be dancing to African music from all over the continent of Africa. And by the way, did you know that you could also actually travel with us, AfricaWithUs.com, and go to any of the 54 countries in the continent of Africa and experience the best time of your life. So don't forget,
Either you want to move your pumsi or you want to take an awesome trip to Africa. I got your back.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Now, we've been talking about captain of industry and how people can record an interview. And now we're going to actually speak to the person who's going to be doing the interviews. And we've had him on the show before. His name is Robert Rivenbark, Bob. His book, The Cloud, is we're going to make it into a movie. Okay, I'm joining the team. So, Bob, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Oh, it's so exciting to be here, Mark. I always enjoy speaking with you and being part of what you're doing. You're a bright and shining light in a world that is often rather darker than we would care for it to be.
That is well, and what you guys are doing, what you and Ken are doing, Ken was part of our show, was the first part of our show. Mm-hmm. What you and Ken are doing is really shedding light on different families. And I think it's important, you know, so often somebody's got a company. Maybe they don't have a company. They work for somebody, but they're a good person. They have three kids. They have a couple of grandkids. They've been married for 52 years. And they have something to share mm-hmm. with their family, with their friends, maybe with their co-workers. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you are coming up with, because it's your legacy in addition to captains of industry, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the whole thought behind this is to give people, men and women, who have achieved a kind of greatness in their field, whatever it may be. And, you know, captains of industry may apply in some cases, but we tacked on at the end of that your enduring legacy. The legacy is the key word. And the idea is people that have worked hard their entire lives to build up something worth passing on to their family are people that are constantly asked by their children, well, how did you do this? How did you accomplish that? What was it like in the early days? And they've been so busy building this business or this legacy that they have never really had a chance to sit down and think that through. How did they get from point A to point B, where they are now, where they're talking about a legacy for their family, their children, their grandchildren, and even their great-grandchildren?
You know, I was thinking about my grandmother. And I asked her a question. She came from Europe. She came from Romania. And besides getting seasick on the boat over, and she was very young, I think she was 7, maybe 8. She told me one story, how she saw somebody stealing on the ship. And so she pinched her younger sister, made her cry, and it chased the thief away. I wish I had that in her own words. Right?
Well, that's the whole crux of this, because since I am a professional novelist with a strong background in advertising and journalism, I know how to approach someone like this, put them at ease, and urge them to open up about their lives in a trusting manner. And what will happen during that process of interviewing them is there will be accidents of the mind. Memories will come back to them that perhaps they've shoved far in the back of their consciousness and haven't thought about for years. But in the process of them telling their story to me, they're going to make discoveries and breakthroughs that will bring back things that could have happened decades ago. And the whole point of having me involved is because I'm a professional author, I know how to take that and frame it in a manner that is compelling without falsifying or fictionalizing anything. You know, the favorite movies, the ones that really get people interested, are the ones that start by saying, based on a true story,
Right.
that has perennial appeal. And I think all of us are interested in hearing about the stories of people who have managed to plow through all of the issues and all of the setbacks and all of the heartbreaks and disappointments and create something of lasting value. And that is what excites me about being a part of this. And it's going to be so exciting to see these books come out. You know, I'll be writing for them, but we're going to send them chapter by chapter. Okay, what do you think here? What about this phase of your life? Is this on target? And then when they see that, they're going to say, oh, but I forgot to tell you about X.
Which is, I think that's an important issue. I think that if you discovered that, hey, maybe you're interviewing somebody who's a grandfather, and he says, I forgot to tell you that my cousin, who his name was George, he was actually a horse thief. And whatever, or a bank robber, it adds some drama, obviously, to that story. Or, always wanted to be a doctor, but became a pharmacist instead, and owned, 30 pharmacies, whatever it might be. And I think that knowing that little gem of what makes a person tick is specifically important.
Well, that's right. And it could be that something that occurs to them when they see, like, I send them, you know, a chapter and ask for their opinion. The memory that comes back to them may become the central focus for the entire book. Some story that they hadn't even thought of, you know, like maybe they're a little shy or a little hesitant initially because they haven't known me for years. But I know how to get on a footing with folks. And as we get deeper into the interview process, they're going to start opening up. And let's face it, I've never met any human being that didn't enjoy talking about his or her own life. I mean, we each of us, all of us, have a story that in our own minds is mythic in proportions because it happened to us.
Right.
And somebody who's created a legacy like this has probably been through a lot of interesting twists and turns, like you just alluded to. And that's what's going to make this really exciting
I
to work
had
on.
I mentioned to Ken earlier today that there are some people, like my father, who did not talk about his family. He didn't talk about his growing up. And I think there are a lot of people like that, and this is an opportunity for them to open up, to talk about their family in a positive way.
Absolutely. There will be an emotional catharsis that comes out of this that is going to be very healing and very inspiring to their families and their descendants and also their close friends. Because when you're busy creating a legacy, you often don't really take the time to talk about it because you're so busy doing it. Now is the opportunity to reflect on that. And because I'm as I said earlier, I'm a huge history buff and have always enjoyed reading about the lives of significant people. That's inspiring. There's enough darkness in the human enterprise that we can all get depressed if we focus on that. But these folks who have created these legacies that are worth passing on, I think will get a huge emotional catharsis from sharing their stories. And then it won't go away because the book will emerge. It'll
I
be a
have to,
beautiful thing.
I, you know, when I'm watching an old movie in particular, and there's a character actor who stands out. I'm trying to think, in the 30s and 40s, and I think into the 50s, there was a guy who's always the uncle or the grandfather, and I can picture him. Nobody knows his name. Right?
No, and they're usually the best actors. Nobody
Yes.
remembers their names, but they're the ones that really make an impression on
But
you.
I always want to know how that actor was offset or even on set, whether or not filming, because I think that's important to know that their character. That they're portraying may have come from their background,
Absolutely.
right? Bob, we're going to take some time out. And when we come back, let's continue this. I'm Mark Allen, along with Robert Reifenbach. There's so many different ways to pronounce your last name. Unlike Allen, there's Of course, I've gotten all kinds of names thrown at me with Alan. Anyway, we're going to come back. By the way, you should go to Amazon and take a look at the cloud,
Oh yes.
right? And we'll talk about that. And
I'll just do one self-promoting things. I will mention to you that it is for 2 years now been an Amazon international bestseller.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is fabulous. All right, we're going to take time out. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, my name is Karen Howard, and I wear a lot of hats. I'm CEO of Organic and Natural Health, but here's what I'm going to talk to you about today. There's a new podcast out there that you can't really miss. It's called Women Having Conversations. It's at womenhavingconversations.com. And we talk about it all, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in, you'll hear about things like vaginal dryness or raising kids or do I date when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's a lot of fun. Come and visit.
Hi, my name is Ursine Evans, and I'm the formulator of Pure Sine All Natural Hair and Skincare Products. Did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for chemicals to penetrate into your body? I created an incredible line of energetic products, non-toxin, that protects the skin. Check us out on our website, all one word, ilovepuresine.com. ilovepuresine.com.
Now you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308 or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Hello, this is Kukua from Kukua Fitness and Africa with Us Travels. I tell you what, if you love to move your boomsie, you want to work out, and you want to do it in the comfort of your home, well, hey, I've got this for you. We have an app. It's on your phone. You can also get it on your TV, and it's called kukuafitness.com. You are going to be dancing to African music from all over the continent of Africa. And by the way, did you know that you could also actually travel with us, africawithus.com, and go to any of the 54 countries in the continent of Africa and experience the best time of your life. So don't forget, either you want to move your bumsy or you want to take a awesome trip to Africa. I got your back.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, and our guest is Robert Rivenbark. He's a career-long professional writer, at least 5 years worth. His science fiction novel, The Cloud, has earned him number one Amazon best-selling author status. And working with Dr. Ken Achetsi, he is putting together he is the team really behind Captains of Industry, and they're going to be doing memoirs, I suppose, of people. And it could be a captain of industry or just somebody who's involved with their family, because it's important when somebody leaves, crosses over, passes away, dies, whatever you want to say, to learn about them and to learn about their legacy. Isn't that correct?
It's absolutely correct. The fact of the matter is every human life is precious and every human life is unique. And being able to create these legacy books for those who have worked their entire lives to build that legacy is something that I think is an important chapter in the human story. It's a story of all of us. And each one of these people has distinguished themselves in their particular fields, and they all arrived there in a chain of events that is unique to them. No one else had the same journey. That's what's really exciting about what Ken Anchety and I are doing here. And as a professional storyteller, that's what gets me up in the morning. Hearing great stories and being able to communicate those in words and images is what I'm very passionate about. So I'm very fortunate that Ken Achety came into my life as my literary manager and producer. And we jointly came up with this idea. And I think it's going to be a wonderful gift to a lot of people who have worked hard to build legacies that are worth passing on to their spouses, their children, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren.
Why is it important to learn about what happened yesterday? I can remember being in a history class, probably in high school, and wondering, how is this going to help? 20 years later, I realized that we need to study history. For one, we don't want to make the same mistakes again. But there's more to it than that, isn't there?
Oh, there's so much. You know, back in the day, there was a wonderful British TV series called Connections, and with an S on the end, Connections. And this particular journalist traced the origins of five modern technological marvels: TVs, rockets, computers, and I forget what the other two were. But he traced the historical links that led from the initial idea, which was quite different They weren't expecting to create a television set. They weren't expecting to create a computer or a rocket ship. They were trying to do something totally different.
Or rubber.
But
What about rubber?
exactly. See, there's a
Right?
story like that behind every great achievement. And so it's important not only from the point of view of, okay, let me share my wisdom so you don't make the same mistakes I made when I was in my 20s, but also to show the uniqueness, which I think would be a tremendous inspiration for anybody, any young person starting out in life, because your ultimate destination may be quite different than what you are imagining at this moment when you're, say, 22 years old. When you're 72 years old, you may have a very different perspective because you may have landed in a totally different career path that led you to create this legacy. But it's unique to you. Every story is unique. But
Doesn't everybody have a legacy? I mean, you're
absolutely.
working with a woman who started as an office cleaner. I mean, we're talking vacuuming and dusting in offices. And she cut out a pretty good life for herself, I understand.
She did indeed. And that's another thing that's important to emphasize. You can achieve greatness, and it has nothing to do with being born with a silver spoon in your mouth or going to the right Ivy League university. I mean, look at all of the great stars of Silicon Valley who dropped out of college. Bill Gates. He had a full ride at Harvard. He quit before the first year because he wanted to start a software company. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak started out, just messing around in their garage on weekends. And they had came up with this idea, what if there could be a personal computer, something that people could put on their desktop? What do you think? They kicked it around and had a lot of setbacks. It was a tough sell, but the rest is history. Because what would our civilization be? There's a gentleman who is a former client for Devin Blaine, who I'm now working with. This gentleman was an engineer at Motorola, and he came up with a concept. And the concept was, everybody's trying to create car phones, but you have to have batteries in your trunk that fill them up. What if there could be a handheld telephone that works wirelessly and catches beams off of towers? Well, this gentleman invented the first cellular phone. And the first call he made was to the CEO of AT&T saying, "Hi, this is so and so, and Mr. So and so, I just wanted you to know I'm talking to you on the world's first cellular phone."
I got up because I'm trying to find his book. It's on my, it's here someplace.
It's an inspiring story, but you
It
see
is
there.
an inspiring story, and my understanding is that he was willing to pay $1 million to be the first person to make a cell phone call from outer space.
Wow. Now, see, I didn't know that aspect of the story. That's one of those zingers that I think will come out of doing these interviews with people who have created their own legacies.
What
But I'm
about, how do we tell people in general, but I think especially young people, that the legacy matters, that the history of a parent matters? I would love to know some things about my dad that I didn't think of asking at the time.
That's right. Well, there's a very famous saying, what's past is prelude. So what has happened in the past isn't necessarily just for the past. It can, in fact, be a guide to your own future because there are things that repeat in the human enterprise generation after generation. Now we have new technologies. We're going through the AI revolution right now, so everybody is getting on board with that in the same way that people got on board with the first steam engines in the 19th century, the first industrial revolution, all of those kind of the first automobile and Henry Ford inventing the assembly line. Those were all huge leaps forward. We're going through a similar period now, but you know what? Human beings are basically the same generation after generation. What's different is the way their stories play out, and each person's story is unique. So if I'm talking to a young person and I'm presented with this book written by my father, or it could be my mother, and I want to know why I should read it, the answer is because you may, in fact, imbibe life lessons that are going to be absolutely crucial to your own path and the life that you're building. And as you said, you would love to have heard stories like this from your father.
Absolutely.
He was too busy. You were busy. It didn't
And
happen.
he also, when I'd ask, he would ask me to stay away. Would not ask me to stay away, but not really answer. And there are a lot of people like that. I would like to think that if I could have interviewed him after all the interviews I've done, that I could have gotten him to open up, because that can be hard. Bob, we're out of time. Bob and I have been talking and talking and talking. It's always nice to talk with you. I should mention that Bob is based in Atlanta, Georgia, a place that you're easily to get lost because all the streets are called Peachtree.
That's right.
Right. But some good food there too. And Bob has cooked with me on our sister show, Mark Allen's Culinary Adventures, and I'm hoping he'll come up with something. We'll do it again. If somebody is interested, you should go to in learning more about this, about the light captains of industry and your legacy. You can go to storymerchants.com. I think that's the best place to go. Storymerchants.com. And Bob, will you come back? We'll talk some more about everything, life.
Absolutely. Anytime, my friend. I
Yeah.
always enjoy benefiting from the versatility and subtle nuances of your mind. It's always an inspiration. So
Well,
thank you.
thank you. Hold on for just one second. Well, thank you for tuning in. I want you to have a great week, a good week, and of course, most importantly, have a healthy week. We'll see you next time.